Hey friends, welcome to Am I Really Bald podcast. I am your host, Leslie Tucker, and you can find me on Instagram at Am I Really Bald and at Am I Really Bald podcast. And stop by my website, amireallybald.com. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey friends, so today I want to talk about how to live your authentic life when you are married and have children. And sometimes we think that we have to give everything away to our family and not take care of ourselves. And I am here to say, wrong. That is totally wrong. You can be your authentic self 100% without everything being based on the fact that you have a spouse or that you're someone's mom. I'm 50 years old and I'm here to tell you that 2019 and 20 have literally been some of the best times of my life. So just imagine, like, you're a wife, right? Your spouse hopefully married you because of who you are and that inner spirit and the person they see you to be. This wonderful partner that they could see you be, right? And now, after many years, especially if you've been together for a while, they really see who you are. They see that you are an incredible person and that you're willing to give 100% to everything that you do. And that includes being authentic, being original, being amazing on your own. My husband doesn't define who I am. He is my partner and he enhances and he brings joy to my life. I don't rely on him to be happy. It helps that I am happy with him and that I do love him. And then he brings so much to our relationship. But I don't define who I am by being his wife. I've been married before. I had challenges. I wasn't happy. And that was because I didn't know who I was. But the cool thing is, now that I am 50, I know who I am. I am a phenomenal person. I am a strong person. I'm an intelligent person. I am a humble person. It may not sound like it, me bragging right now, but I give love and I take love in. And I just try to be the best person that I can. So I married my husband in 2012. We were both divorced and we were searching for something. And we knew what we were searching for, but sometimes when you search for that, there could be a person hidden. You know, they could be hiding themselves until you live with them and you get to know them. And the funny thing about our situation is we are exactly who we were searching for. He's who I was searching for. And I want to say that I'm who he was searching for, that I've always been pretty kind and accepting of people, and I see them and I meet them right where they are. And he was the same way. And so what we try to do is, yes, we come together and we have a relationship, but he doesn't base his successes and failures on me, and I don't do the same thing. So I am building a business currently. I'm a reseller, for those who don't know that, and I sell on different apps, Poshmark and Mercari and Etsy. I used to sell on eBay. And in addition to that, I have been consulting and coaching people on how to grow their own businesses. I wrote an ebook about reselling. I sell digital products. And these are things that have been great for me, because years ago, I was only defined as a mother. But in that, being defined as a mom, I was still making my way and running businesses then. I knew who I could be years ago. My oldest daughter is 29 and my youngest daughter is 17. So right now, of course, I'm free to basically do just about anything I want to do. But years ago, I was running around so much as being a parent. I have 5 children, right? So I was running around doing everything that I needed to do for them and trying to figure out like how I can make money, how I could hustle, how we could stay out of debt, how we could have food on the table. And so I made a decision back then that no matter what, I would still figure out a little bit of who I was. And that was, back then, I was a baker, professional baker for years. So I started baking at home. Then I went to work in a cafe and that grew. And then I made I started a dessert business on the side of that. And then a couple years just before that, I remembered that I could crochet and I started looking at videos and reteaching myself. And when I didn't have a lot of money, I was making my children's hats and gloves and things like that. And then a couple people saw it and they asked me to make for them. And then another business was born. So while raising my children at my own pace, I was able to produce and do things that I loved. I love baking. I love crocheting. I could sit in front of the TV and take a piece of string and make it into a scarf. How amazing is that? And that didn't define me as someone's mother. That defined me as someone who was creative and could take that creativity and turn it into a business. And so as my children got older, I had to continue to tell myself that I had to find something that I could do every single day, do something for me, because one day they'll be gone. Being a wife, finding things that I like to do, because my husband has his own businesses. He's a reseller. He's a retired firefighter, and he resells. He sells on eBay and Macari and Poshmark, but he also takes items and he sells at the flea market. He also has a business where he cleans out houses and things. So I have to figure out who I am when they're not around. Right now, we're going through some challenges in the world. We're in quarantine. We're stay at home. Thankfully for me, I have a stay-at-home business. And now my children are older. My baby is 17. She's about to go off to college. So everything that I prepared for is like starting to fall into place. I figured out that Leslie is not only a wife and a mother, but she's a business owner. Like, how cool is that? That now I'm setting new goals and new challenges for myself. My goal this year was to speak on stages. That's still going to happen. Some of the events that I was scheduled for have been postponed, not even rescheduled yet, because the states are closed down. I'm not trying to fly right now, so I'm keeping it real. But I have other goals and things that I'm trying to accomplish. On my other YouTube channel, I'm trying to get monetized, keep growing my podcast. This is my small podcast, but I also have a podcast called A Reseller's Passion. This is my small YouTube. I'm cross posting. So I want to get my audience built up. But I also now have found out that there's a whole world out there. Like, you know, you're listening to this podcast. Am I really bald? The goal was just to talk about me and like my hair loss. I am bald. If you're looking at this on the YouTube channel, you can see that I am bald. I just shaved my head this morning. And I didn't know there was a huge world out there of people who are going through the same thing that I'm going through. And so now I got to figure out how I can step into that, how I can advocate for people, how I can maybe start like a nonprofit, or how I can, you know, just grow in myself with this whole alopecia journey. I mean, I've been dealing with hair loss for 10 years, but I didn't realize how vast and how big this thing was. It's different types of alopecia, which means hair loss. It's an autoimmune disease. It's where autoimmune, right, is where your body attacks itself. It depends. Everybody has different kinds of autoimmune diseases, you know, where your joints are attacking each other. Arthritis is an autoimmune disease, you know, and I happen to have alopecia. When my hair falls out, the skin closes up and it says no more hair is going to grow there, you know, unless you pay thousands of dollars for them to poke some little hair pieces in. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. This is me. This is me being authentic without saying I'm Thomas's wife. And I'm the children's mother, you know. So I just wanted to kind of like share my little tidbit with you, you know, that you can be authentic. You can be original. You can be your own individual self without saying I'm Thomas's wife, you know, without saying I'm Tyra, Stacy, Stephanie, Craig, and Sonia's mother, you know. And I didn't even mention my 5 stepchildren because we have a blended family of 10. So I can say, you know, I'm Brenda and Craig's daughter, but that doesn't define me, you know, and I'm a sibling and a cousin. That's not who I'm defined by. I'm defined by my works, my thoughts, and everything that I want to contribute. So every day now, when you get up, start thinking about, one, what can I do for myself today that doesn't have anything to do with anyone else? It's okay to be selfish. It really is. Because if mommy and daddy not happy, no one's going to be happy, you know? And this is for anyone. This is not for just like a mom. This is not just for a dad. It's for people. You know, you shouldn't be defined by your spouse or your children. Because the goal from the time my children were born, I was preparing them to live a life without me. Not necessarily in death, but as they're adults and they can kind of function on their own. Because once they go out, I only advise. I'm no longer a parent. I don't tell them what to do. They call me if they need me, and I can give my best advice. They use it. They do. They don't. And my 17-year-old, she's home. When July gets here, I technically am not responsible. I will always be there. But now, I've helped her. And she'll call me when she needs me. Because right now, when she's home, she's always in my face. But the cool thing is, I don't sit around waiting for them. I don't sit around waiting for my husband. Like now, as I'm making this video and podcast, he's out running around, you know, taking care of his junk business. My daughter just went to get her paperwork because she's starting a new job this week. So I can do basically whatever I want to do. And that just is because I'm not defined or held down by the fact that I am a wife and a mother. And so hopefully, again, you will find joy in knowing that you're a human being and you're an individual. I can't speak for your situation. I can't speak for your relationship. And I would never try to give you advice that would hurt you. I would only want to lift you up. And so from today on, if you haven't been taking care of yourself, well, I'm really shiny, then you should be. You should be taking care of yourself. You know, if you're not feeling well, take care of yourself. Tell people it's okay that for them to take care of themselves. You know, hopefully you have some help. Hopefully you do have a spouse that helps if you have small children at home. You know, hopefully your children are helping if your spouse is not feeling good and you're not feeling good. You know, but just take time, whether it just be, you know, I do self-care Sundays. Every Sunday I take care of myself. I give myself a facial. I try to give myself a pedicure and a manicure. I'm super cheap anyway, so I don't usually pay for those things. And I try to just sit back and sit in a corner and read or watch the TV programs that I like. It's okay. It really is okay. So you can be your true authentic self without saying I'm someone's wife or husband or someone's mother. Find out who you are and go live your authentic life on purpose.